Pollution levels in the final days of 2015 could sway federal regulators who are thinking about a pollution crackdown for northern Utah, while environmental groups say the cleanup should be tougher and faster. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has set deadline after deadline for states to detail their plans for cleaning up fine particle pollution. But Utah's struggled to prove it's on track to end those winter smog episodes, so the EPA is proposing to call the problem serious. The state's not fighting the label, but wants what it calls a realistic timetable to deliver a workable plan. Bryce Bird leads Utah's Air Quality Division.
It does trigger another planning process. It involves stakeholders and identifying strategies, but we had always been focused on that 2019 deadline to show attainment with the standard.
Regardless what the EPA decides over the next 6 months about a serious designation for Utah, the state has just 4 years to meet federal clean air standards. Still, environmentalists contend the problems are serious, and they want the cleanup plan due in mid-2017 rather than December 2018, as the EPA proposes. Joro Walker is an attorney for Western Resource Advocates.
Our citizens are continually exposed to these incredibly unhealthy episodes. We're running out of time. We need to do more. We're in phase two, which is the serious phase, which requires us to do more.
Environmentalists say the sooner that cleanup plan is done, the likelier it is that northern Utah's air complies on time with EPA's PM2.5 standard, and that residents are finally breathing clean winter air. Judy Faze, KUER News.